Well.
Okay. If you had a salt box that didn't have a spout on it, you'd have to get yourself a thing that looked like this and pour the salt through it. And what do you call this thing?
Funnel.
Okay, I saw several down there in the basement.
Yeah.
what did you urge the horses to go faster with when you were riding?
Whip.
Okay. If you bought some groceries at the grocery store, the checker would put them in a what?
Paper sack.
Okay. And what did people used to buy 50 pounds of flour in?
A sack, flour sack.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What did people used to buy potatoes in? Or what are potatoes shipped in?
A bag or can. Some of them come.
Yeah. When they put them in a bag, what's the difference between that kind of bag and a flour sack?
Well, that's a paper sack. But potatoes are shipped in a cloth bag. But if you buy a few in the grocery store, they put them in a paper sack.
Yeah. What do you call that bag that the potatoes are shipped in? Do you have a special name for that kind of bag?
I don't know.
Okay. What about a kind of bag or sack that feed comes in, stock feed? What would you call that?
The feed comes in? Toe sack.
Okay. what's the difference between toe sack and flour sack?
Well, it's a different grade of material. I don't know.
Okay.
How to explain it.
What would you call the amount of corn that you might take to the mill to be ground at one time?
Peck.
Okay.
Half bushel. Bushel.
Okay. You might say on a wagon, he didn't have a full load. He just had a what? Didn't have a full load on the wagon. He just had a
half ton.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called a jag?
Jag.
You ever heard it called that?
Don't believe I do.
Okay.
What is it? On the wagon?
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I'm not. No, it's.
I don't know what that'd be. wagons used to come, but. With a wagon bed, and it had two sideboards, regular, and some of them have three sideboards, and a spring seat, and the brake was fastened on the running gear, just in front of the hind wheels. And your hand lever would be up here on the left side.
Yeah.
And we'd work it back and forth. It'd have the lever would have a iron on there, on it, and the thing that where the fasten. Like this, would have notches in it, you see?
Yeah.
And you push it up there and slip it in between that and hold it.
Okay.
And most people driving the team would put the foot on it and push it up a little further up. Make it tighter.
Yeah. If your electric light burns out, you have to screw in a new
bulb.
Okay, or if you're going to use two words, you'd say a new